A slick scheme aimed at subscribers of magazines is making the rounds. Has it happened to you? I'm Shirley Rooker for the Federal Trade Commission. A case in particular involved a consumer who subscribed to Cars and Parts magazine. He received a notice from Publishers Consulting Service that it was time to renew his subscription. He dutifully sent his check to the Medford, Oregon company. The June issue never arrived, the first clue that something was wrong. A letter to the magazine revealed that Publishers Consulting Service had no connection with Cars and Parts magazine and was not authorized to contact its subscribers. In the words of the magazine, this company is fraudulent. End of quote. This case is typical of complaints we hear from consumers who believe they're responding to a legitimate solicitation only to find that they've been scammed. If your next renewal notice is from someone other than the publisher, check it out before sending money. And by the way, our caller got a refund.
I'm Shirley Rooker, director of WTOP Radio's Call for Action for the Federal Trade Commission.